Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Greetings, Trashlings, and welcome back to another episode of Space Trash.
Lifestyles of the rich and Uranus. I'm Sarah Armour.
And I'm Molly Malshine. And oh my God, it is the love rhombus of the year. It's the story to end all stories of the Venus retrograde period. We're talking about Ariana Grande's love rhombus with herself, Dalton Gomez, SpongeBob SquarePants, and his wife.
You know, at first we were a little bit like, darn, are we late on the news? But now sources have confirmed it actually was really a love rhombus because they were dining out together.
Going on double dates.
Yeah. We're here to discuss.
The news is newsing. My favorite thing about this, and I think we should get right into the astrology, but I just want to say my favorite part of this whole thing has been the jilted wife talking to Page Six accidentally.
Wait.
She claimed later, because the stuff that she said to Page Six was so unfiltered. She was like, yeah, she's not a girl's girl. All that stuff. And then later on, the story was, oh, she didn't know she was on the record, which is hilarious because it's like, girl, you are like sort of famous. Like you're a fame adjacent. You should understand how journalism works. Just so everybody knows, if you speak to a journalist, it's on the record. Like every 100%. Conversation you are having with me is on the record. The only time it's off the record is if you ask me first, not tell me. Ask me. So if you are speaking to a journalist and you don't want them to publish what you're saying, you have to say, is it okay if I go off the record? And if they say yes, then you are safe. But if they say no, you can't just say stuff and then be like, that was off the record. That's like, you can't. So just a tip for everybody. If anyone ever cheats on you and Page Six gives you a call.
Molly was actually so serious about this that like now you've come around, but even months ago when I downloaded like a new Zoom note taker to help us transcribe these, she was like, we can, it's going to be on the record.
Right. Yeah.
You were like, I can't have them recording everything we say. It's on the record. I'm like, well, I don't
know. It's on the record.
It's
in the ether.
And what's the phrase that you took from Housewives that I always love? It's like, if you say it, spray it. Or
oh, Dorinda Medley, say it, forget it, write it, regret it.
Transcribe it, can't hide it.
Oh,
That's so good.
Love. Okay. We know all this stuff. I think we should just get straight into the astrology. I'll say These people's real names, Ethan Slater and Lily J. Such theater kid names. Such theater kid stage names. Their real name is like Jay Malowski or something. And she's just like, oh, it's going to be Lily J. So, okay. Those are their names. And Sarah, I think I already know this. Either that or... Even if I didn't know this, I would know this. Ariana Grande is a Cancer, right?
Oh, she's a Cancer through and through. I will have to double check this. I feel like maybe she has the same birthday or at least very close to Khloe Kardashian, which is kind of fun. But maybe I'll have to double check that. But yeah, Ari's a Cancer.
I think what's so interesting about this is like Cancer is the sign of the home, as we discussed with Erin Litchie, real estate agent extraordinaire of Real Housewives of New York City.
Real quick, I was a little off. Ari's June 26, Chloe, June 27, but I was close.
Okay, very close. Very, very impressive. But they're both Cancers. Cancer is the sign of the home, but it's also the sign of like home wrecking and having your home wrecked.
Yeah, totally.
Like what is going on with Cancers? It's like sort of there's a boundary issue, whether it's happening to them or they're doing it. What is this?
I think specifically what we're seeing right now is like, I don't think in general Cancer is like a home wrecking sign, although it definitely is the sign of like domesticity, of mommy, of wifey.
But it's wreck or be wrecked is what I'm saying. Do you know what I mean?
Like any good piece of real estate, that's the name of the game, number one. But number two, it's because Pluto, the wrecking ball, has been moving through Capricorn. It's finishing up its last stint, but it's been moving through Capricorn since 2008. So when you're opposing, so Cancer is opposite Capricorn. So opposing energy, not only is there a tension, but there is a, you know, there's almost like a negotiation energy. It's like you have to find the balance between, they're two opposing forces. So Pluto has been moving through Capricorn challenging, like sort of wrecking and drudging up Capricorn, which also is related to Cancer as its opposite. So Cancer has been basically trying to stand firm. It's, you know what it kind of reminds me of? You know those stories where it'll be like development company buys, you know, three blocks in random city, and then there's like one guy that's holding out, like, I will not move. Cancer is that trying to hold out, has been eminent that trying domain. To hold out. Yes, eminent domain, but then it's like eventually either they get like bought off, or now they're like, well, I live in a construction site, this actually isn't that homey anymore. Like, there's, you can't remain there. You're not going to win against the man. You're not going to win against the corporate money, right? So eventually, like, you end up moving. But Cancer has been trying to like hold firm in its safe cocoon for the last, you know, whatever, 18 years or what, you know, whatever, however long it's been since 2008. And you just can't, you cannot, you can run, you can hide, but you can't escape Pluto. And
okay, so basically
that's what's been going on.
It's not what I'm noticing, this pattern with Ariana and Chloe, is not that Cancers inherently are either going to home wreck or get their homes wrecked. It's this current Pluto and Capricorn movement, yes, that is causing Cancer's shit to get fucked up.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, got it. So Chloe, obviously, her vision of domesticity is clinging to Tristan Thompson with all her might, even while insisting that she's not doing that. And then what is Ariana's version of domesticity? I feel like, Ariana, what we've seen over the past few years from Pete Davidson onward has been this, like, and I'm saying, I'm going to use the D word because I've been there, desperation to get married, yeah, even if it's not right. It seems like she's been forcing the issue, and she forced it with maybe Pete Davidson. She forced it. Wasn't she engaged to someone else after Pete Davidson? And then now the Dalton guy, they got married out of nowhere. And everyone was like, who is that? And to no one's surprise, it dissolved a year later. So I guess maybe Ariana Grande's idea of domesticity is like the paperwork. And now she's learning not only that the paperwork did not make this the right relationship for her, but that she also has no respect for other people's paperwork. Well, so she, like,
you have to remember, like, she was homeschooled. She doesn't even know what paperwork is.
Homeschooled in Florida for some reason also right, is like doubly scary. But 100. Okay.
Although now in this day and age, again, Capricorn wrecking our systems, now it might be the only option. So the irony.
Right. Oh my God. Can they ban you from learning about like civil
empathy?
Rights if you're being homeschooled? Probably.
Right. Well, I guess it's like the parents' choice to decide like what kind of propaganda they feed you.
Jesus. But okay. So what else? So I'm just thinking out loud about Cancer.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm
domesticity.
Loving it.
What each of these people's relationship to domesticity might be. It's interesting because it's like, with her dissolving her relationship with Dalton Gomez, it's kind of like, okay, maybe she learned something. Maybe she's developing. Maybe she's like, okay, you know what? The rushed quickie wedding was not that smart. And then 2 days later, it's like, and she's hooking up with someone else's husband.
It's like, right. It's like, no, the rushed quickie wedding, not that smart. Also the rushed quickie affair, not that smart.
Yeah. So what else can you tell us about her chart? What is going on with this little, poor little baby?
So a few things. Per what I was just saying, something that's really important to keep in mind is not only is Ariana a Cancer sun, but she is a Capricorn rising.
So are
oftentimes,
you?
I'm a Capricorn moon. I'm a Gemini rising. Oh.
And you're
so annoying. I'm a Cancer. Yeah, she and I actually have a lot of similar sort of stuff in here.
And you're not the most boundaryful lover.
Team Camilla.
Yeah, like you're not hooking up with people who have girlfriends or wives, but you're still, you know, the borderline.
I have. Yes.
Bad girl.
Well, but I stole them in the end, and that's why I also have control issues like most cancers do. I found it to be an ethical way of doing it. We can talk about it on the Patreon.
Wait,
but
how could it have been ethical to steal people's boyfriends?
I didn't steal anyone's boyfriend. They were still together while we consummated the relationship, but it was not a steal. It was it was almost like taking him off her hands in a way, but you got to go to the Patreon for that.
But you don't get to pick whose boyfriend you take off of their hands.
Trust me. I put him up for sale while, you know, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised, but yeah, I don't think that's what's happening in this case. And we got to do on the Patreon because we got to get people to join the Patreon. So I'm just teasing some salacious. Definitely. It's the ocean. What is going to eat you alive faster than the ocean? The Titan literally imploded in the weight of the deepest, darkest ocean. I mean, cancer's terrifying. Don't get it twisted. That's why it's always cancer safe. Cancer's the ocean. Cancer will crush you.
Who did we learn recently was a Cancer Pisces who was a huge cheater? And we were like, oh, there. That's it. End of story.
Wait, who was it? It'll come to Mauricio. Maurice. Well, we don't know if he's a cheater. We know he's been an alleged cheater.
Right.
He might just be chopping the market like a realtor would.
But the fact that he's a Cancer Pisces is like
danger zone.
Yeah. Come on.
Danger zone or like, you know, empathic, ancient wise healer. So it's like there's a shadow side and there's a bright side. But yeah, no, like definitely. And like Cancer Pisces, you could also say like that person would be like extremely forgiving. And like the thing about it is
because
like,
they're sticking their dick in everything.
Right. They you could say I have empathy for and I understand the nuances of things that are maybe not so earth like bound by the human made rules or whatever. And like the emotional truth, the emotional nature is what I think a Cancer Pisces or cancers in general are interested in. But now Ariana is a Capricorn rising, which number one, many times can indicate that or either earlier in life you take on some major responsibility, you have the responsibility that maybe a parent should instead of you, or you're just like fame, like a lot of Capricorn risings either are famous, like a lot of child stars are Capricorn risings, or you know, have
because
to
Capricorns become age backwards, so you're an adult as a child if you're a Capricorn.
That's what we're telling ourselves. But yeah, it's like as two Capricorns discuss. No, but yeah, Capricorn is, you know, it's the eldest of the earth signs. It is the public. It is fame. It is the facade. It is the outward appearances. It is ruled by Saturn. So it's not daddy because it's a feminine sign, but it is like the rule. It is the boundaries, it is the blocks, it is the restrictions, it is the lessons, it is the rule maker in many ways. So yeah, Capricorn risings oftentimes are born with just an innate sense of responsibility very young. So she has that at a late degree of Capricorn. Then Cancer Sun.
Can I say something really interesting?
Please do.
She, like Taylor Swift, is one of these child stars who has rich parents. Like her mom, like, yes, Ariana obviously has eclipsed her mom's earning power, but her mom is like a rich lady.
Is that also right? I did not realize that. I thought she was like selling Mary Kay products and, you know.
I think Ariana Grande's dad may have been a deadbeat or in the deadbeat vicinity.
Definitely.
And her mom like worked at a bank or something.
And I'm grateful for daddy because mom grew from the drama or whatever.
She's a CEO and owns a company that manufactures communications equipment for the Marines and the Navy. She's got fucking defense contractor money.
In a way though, like I was saying about Taylor, and remember we weren't sure about Taylor's rising, and remember it was like either Scorpio or Capricorn, the two that we were guessing, but that makes sense to me because it actually goes to show, like, it's not even that Ariana, like with Britney, where it was like, she has to save the family with rent money. In this case, it was like, no, she's just a fucking star.
Yes. She just like her mom went all in on her hobby of singing and acting. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Now,
like Taylor Swift.
Now, I think there's some fun stuff happening here that I like. Sometimes I get a little overwhelmed because I'm like, where do I even begin? Because it's all so fun. But so she's a Cancer sun, Capricorn rising. Her moon is in Libra, the sign of relationships. And remember, we were talking about how Lizzo's sun is conjunct her Jupiter. Ariana's moon is conjunct her Jupiter in Libra. So whereas Lizzo's outer appearance is larger than life, Ariana's emotionality, her need to, in this case, feel safe in relationship is larger than life. She is someone who...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Really needs to be, feels the safest, doesn't even know herself without being on the adventure of the relationship with someone. I think it is the inspiration to all of her music. I think it is the things she does for fun when she's not working. Like, this is someone who didn't do paperwork. She didn't go to school. She didn't like go to prom. So all she's ever had to do for
paperwork.
Fun, she's like, what do you mean the divorce papers? That's why that's so funny. I was like thinking about a joke, like, because it's like now Ethan and Lily have both separately filed for divorce in different cases against each other. Dalton and Ariana have not filed any paperwork. And that's what I'm like, Ariana's like, oh wait, there's homework. But anyway, she's like, what is paperwork? No, but okay. So what we're seeing with Ariana is, well, it's a lot of things, but that moon conjunct Jupiter in Libra, her desire to be, her commitment to being, her safety net is all tied to who she's dating or who she's connected to. Also, it's in the ninth house, which means that's her higher learning. That's her adventure in life. So, you know, one might say that having a pop star career from an early age would be an adventure in and of itself. But you know what? Normal is normal for all of us. Whatever you grew up with is like, no, I need something different. For her, the greatest adventure is love.
Yes, she definitely seems like, maybe she got famous. Partially, obviously, she's otherworldly talented. I mean, Aretha Beyond. Franklin handpicked her to sing at her funeral. You don't get that by just, you know, signing up for the right auditions. But it kind of seems like, and I'm not saying this in a negative way, she almost takes her fame for granted. Like, she just kind of always knew it was going to work. And yeah. So it's really no big deal to her. Like, she's just like, well, yeah, I'm rich and famous. I've always been rich. Now I'm also famous. So like and I'm not saying that as a criticism, it's just a vibe I get, you know?
Well, and maybe to frame it differently, it's not even like take for granted. She doesn't know anything else. Like, she was never not famous.
Right. Like, I could see her almost having, it's almost like she has a Nepo baby mindset despite being a talent baby, because she probably thinks that the rest of us who aren't in show business are just opting out.
Oh, that's so funny to think about. Yeah, in a way. I mean, and maybe she found out the hard way, like, oh, actually, low-key Dalton, like, does just, like, kind of want to do normal stuff. Like, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I actually just am a star and I need to stick with the stars. Because, like, I mean, this marriage with Dalton was, like, so random. To me, it was like, oh, he looks like Pete. And she just kind of fumbled the ball there. And then it was like, oh, well, I was fantasizing about what I thought was Pete, but it was you. And it's like, okay. Now, yeah. The other thing that's kind of worth noting here is that Cancer, Capricorn, Libra, and Aries are all on the same axis. These are the cardinal signs. So within Ariana herself, we were sort of talking about this with Courtney too. She's an Aries Capricorn. There's an inner tension in Ari where her moon, her desire to be in relationship, make things pretty, make things nice, do it with other, is in a square, meaning a difficult creative tension. Something got to give. It's not the same as an opposition. A square is more like incongruent energy, whereas an opposition is more like we need to balance that energy. So as a Cancer Sun, Capricorn rising, she wants us to think that she's like a girl's girl and like always nice and like, you know, really cares about like the women's march and the pussy hats, but low key, break up with your wife. I'm bored. So those are these two very square, incongruent parts of her, where it's like the more that she actually leans into her lunar energy, which we all need to do, and especially as a Cancer Sun, Cancer is ruled by the moon. So her moon is really important to her. But the more that she publicly does her moon and the more famous that she gets, the more that we're like, but wait a second, you're not like safe or nice, or in this case, not even that professional. Like, you know, so Capricorn rising, right. She wants to seem like she's got it all together. Cancer Sun, she wants you to think you can come to her. She's sweet. She's a girl's girl. But that Libra moon with her Jupiter there is like, yeah, but at the end of the day, like I need to have a fuck buddy on set. And too bad if he's married. Now we're just going to call it a relationship.
And then when it gets messy and starts to affect how people perceive me, I'm going to give him space.
Dude, I couldn't believe I was reading the headlines. It was like, Ariana taking things slow with new boyfriend. It's like, how could you be possibly taking things faster? Like, why don't you wait till you're both divorced? And like, that would be slow. Like, actually, they've been dating for 6 months, but now she's realizing she needs to take it slow. It's like, too little, too late, mommy. Like, well.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane and it's hilarious. What I wanted to know is like, I think it's safe to say she misjudged this. Like she did not think that when this came out, it seems like she thought that everyone was going to be like, oh my God, star-crossed lovers. They met on set. It's just like the movie. This is amazing. And like, she just thinks, you know, fair is fair. He likes me more than his wife. So like, how could you, it's one thing to be that self-absorbed and lacking a conscience, and it's another thing to be that bad at public relations.
Can you help me to understand a little bit how public relations works first? Because I was unclear and I kind of was trying to do some research. Like, I don't get the sense that she leaked this. Like, there were all those, you know, reports alleging that she wasn't wearing her wedding ring, but it's like, well, yeah, but she's like filming a movie, so like she's in character, you know, Elphaba's not married or, you know, whatever. And then she put up that video where she looked like gaunt and ghastly, ghostly, and she was like, I'm healthier than ever actually. And it's like, okay. And then my ring is getting cleaned. It's like, okay. And there's not really been any pictures of them other than on set. Like, everyone's like, look at this picture of them out to eat. It's like, yeah, they're going to eat together. They're coworkers on location shooting. Like, I feel like I haven't seen any like flirty pictures. I haven't seen any words out of her mouth. Like, how did this leak? I don't get the sense that she leaked this.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't leak it. It's just that she wasn't smart enough to not do it in the first place because everyone would hate her. Do you know what I mean?
Well, but the thing is, like, so according to my research, she also has done this. Like, she was dating Pete Davidson 2 days after he and Cassie broke up. She was dating Big Sean.
They overlapped 100%.
For sure. And she was dating Big Sean while he was still living with Naya Rivera. It's like, she sort of does this.
Yeah. That's why I'm asking, like, how does she not realize what a bad look it is?
Because in her history, it hasn't made a difference. That's like, why did I keep stealing the tarot decks until I got busted? Because actually, like, it didn't make a difference. I just got what I wanted.
Yeah, I guess like
you got to learn your lessons.
Why now though? Why is this one? Well, why are people so pissed at this one? Probably because there's a newborn baby involved.
Few reasons.
And because the girl's a note, she's an unknown. But I think also, just to answer your question of who leaked it, I think it was probably someone on set who thinks that Ariana is an asshole. I think it's as simple as that.
Right.
But anyway, why does she keep doing this? And or why this time is this the one that's leaving a mark, so to speak?
Okay, so few reasons. Reason number one. Saturn return, pew, pew, pew. It is her Saturn return. That's why this is now the first time that it's ever been like a conscious awakening of this patterned behavior, because she's in the first aughts of her Saturn return.
Well, that makes complete sense. Who else was in their Saturn return recently?
Raquel.
Okay. Oh my God. That's what I was also going to say. I feel like we're primed to be angry about this because of Scandoval as well, because it's like everyone is still so pissed about that. And they're still thinking of Ariana all the time.
Other Ariana.
And now they're just taking the same way that you might say Ariana Grande is maybe transferring her long-term relationships from person to person to person. We're now transferring our feelings of hurt over the Vanderpump Rules Ariana onto Lily J, because it's still so raw. And it was so, people did get off on judging Raquel and got off on the moral righteousness of like commenting on that whole situation. And now this is just another excuse to drag out that righteous feeling and, dare I say, take down another woman, whether she deserves it or not, we could debate, but I think people have been primed for this story because it's been going on for months, Scandoval. And it's just a really fun and easy way to keep that energy going.
That's really interesting. I definitely agree. And I also think it's sort of interesting that Ariana Grande's Saturn is at 0 degrees Pisces in her second house. So this is a wake-up call for her, where not only might she be a little bit worried about how long-term, I don't even think she's that worried, but I think it's embarrassing for her. And I think she's like, oh my God, like who am I? Like, I think this is the first time that she's ever like, wait, am I an asshole? Like, I think it's the first time where she, cause it's also like the stakes got higher. Like, she got married. Like, it's not just that she hooked up with a married man, it's that she's also married. And so I think she's like, wait a second. Whoa. Like, who am I? The way that Raquel was feeling, like, wait, who am I actually? Like, that is what a Saturn return is. It's when you wake up like in the wreckage that is your life and you realize, wow, I've kind of been unconscious this whole time. And now is the first time that I'm actually going to start driving the car. And you have to look back on the first 30 years of your life and go, okay, wait a second. What was like the ultimate lesson? And I think the ultimate lesson for Ariana is second house Saturn, perhaps what she was valuing aside from just like, you know, in Pisces, like being an artist who like was living her dream and was like healing the world with her melodic Arianas. But also, like, it's not all about money in the bank, and it's not all about like being the valuable resource. It's also about Saturn in the second house coming to terms with like what you actually value. And I don't think she's ever even thought about it. I don't think she's been like, I don't think she's felt bad about this one time ever. I think this is what Saturn does. It gives you like a hard, especially with Capricorn rising, like a hard public lesson where you're like, okay, wait, I hate this PR. Like, this feels really bad. And actually, like, do I stand by this? And it's like, I think there's, I mean,
I also think, similar to Raquel, I don't think she gets it yet, or at least in the first couple cycles of this, she still wasn't getting it. Like releasing, because it was definitely a leak from her camp, I would say, to be saying, oh, she's giving him space to figure out what's going on. Like, that I think was a leak from her camp.
That, right, definitely.
And it's hilarious because it's like, oh, how big of you, you know, like,
space. When you're spending 60 hours on set a week together, so like how could you possibly?
That to me was like such a hilarious attempt at damage control that makes me think, yeah, no, she still doesn't get it. But
her Saturn return is still returning. Saturn is in like retrograde right now, moving back towards her natal Saturn. Until Saturn moves into Aries, this lesson is not complete. But especially right now, Saturn in March, when I guess actually this affair allegedly began, moved into Pisces, it hit her Saturn immediately. She started the takedown of all the things that she thought she knew that would ultimately lead to the lessons and the growth that will officially initiate her into adulthood. And now Saturn is still in the early degrees, but it's retrograde, moving back towards her Saturn, being like, okay, wait a second. And that is what we're seeing.
Yeah. I think it's like with Raquel, she kind of doubled and tripled down. Like, you saw it on the show. You saw that she thought that them being in love was going to make this okay. And then when she sort of started to finally get it through her thick head that no one gives a shit if he's your soulmate, you did something fucked up, she was like, let me go to rehab. So I could see yes. it being a similar kind of trajectory for Ariana. And I think the people that get it,
yeah,
are the financial backers of Wicked, and they're shitting their pants right now.
And that's second house Saturn. What is the second house?
Wow. I could see this. I mean, this is such bad PR for a movie. I've been trying to think of other.
No, but I don't think so. I think I'm like ready to go, because I'm like, I just want to go to see the chemistry.
I know, but it primes the audience to be looking for something and going for a reason that is not necessarily a quality film. And it might tamp down on the word of mouth PR that you can get. Like, the best thing that you can get for a movie is to have someone go and rave to all their friends about how amazing it was. And if it's overshadowed by a scandal, that kind of makes it a little bit harder. And I think I need to do some more research on this. And if I do, I'm going to pitch it somewhere so I can make money off of it. But there is definitely a track record of box office bombs resulting from bad PR like this.
Like Geely.
Yes, Geely, exactly. Geely, Burton and Taylor in Cleopatra. I don't know if that was a bomb or not, but it was definitely not critically acclaimed. So I don't know. It is like, it's a little bit of a curse on a movie. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and also, what was that other one? What was the Kristen Stewart one where she was busted while she was with Pattinson hooking up with the director?
The Huntsman.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All we knew is that she hooked up with the director.
Exactly. Yeah. It overshadows the buzz of the movie, which is ultimately not great for the movie.
The other thing about Saturn in Pisces is that oftentimes the lesson, or what it indicates, is a crisis of, ultimately a rebuilding of, but it's a crisis of faith. So when you're like, Ariana, how could you do all of this? It's because, like, we believe God is a woman. It's like, nah, Ariana, God is actually God. And there is spirit.
Right. And like, I know you love having orgasms, Ariana, but that doesn't mean that like your pursuit of one trumps other people's feelings and relationships.
Right. Like,
because like, that's like what God is a Woman is about. It's about like seeing God through the female orgasm. And it's like, totally. But not with someone else's husband.
Well, ideally. And per your point about Lizzo, when you realize Lizzo's music is like, I'm the greatest of all time. And I don't mean you. I mean, literally, you're all singing about me. Jupiter and her moon. She's like, my orgasm is godly. And it's like, but nobody else's. And it's like, oh, okay. Well, when Jupiter's with one of your personal planets, your sun or your moon, it's a little bit self-aggrandizing.
Right. Okay. We've got to continue this on Patreon. It's so fascinating. Yep. Join us, patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Sarah has some really great, really, really, I mean, just Adderall on crack notes about all of Ariana's ex-boyfriends and their charts that we're going to get into on the Patreon.
Yeah, I did a whole compatibility chart all the way dating back to Big Sean.
It's such a shame that I can't do drugs right now. It really is. But I'm going to get a contact high when we talk about it on Patreon. Hell yeah. Patreon.com/spacetrashpodcast. Join that so you can hear it all.
Also, the other reason people are upset is because he's ugly.
That's really important too.
Space trash.
Trash in space.
Space trash.
Lifestyles, the rich and Uranus.
Space trash.
Celebrities, they're trash. But the astrology can help us understand.
Transmission incoming.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.